Whether you're a nutrition enthusiast or simply an individual looking to improve your well-being, check out this comprehensive new course from the American Nutrition Association, Getting Started with Personalized Nutrition. It's a self-paced one-hour course with video, reference sheets, and more, all with the goal of helping you harness the power of personalized nutrition. You'll learn how to optimize your energy levels, support your mental clarity, improve your GI function, enhance your physical performance, and maintain your metabolic health. The course is regularly $49, but as an Intelligent Medicine listener, you can get access to this vital content for just $29. Just go to the ANA.org/Hoffman. That's the ANA.org/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman29 for the exclusive discount. The ANA believes personalized nutrition holds the greatest potential to solve the chronic disease epidemic. Just go to the ANA.org/Hoffman and use coupon code Hoffman29 for the Harness the Power of Personalized Nutrition course. Welcome back to today's Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. I'm with Layla Mutin. Layla is our resident nutritionist. And we're going to tackle some more questions. Questions come to questions@drhoffman.net. What do we got, Layla?
Warren writes, I lost 20 pounds counting calories. I didn't want to gain it back, so now I count the calories needed to not gain it back. Now, I want to lose 5 more pounds. So I lowered my calorie intake to lose it slowly so my body accepts it.
That's a very, that's a good point. Let's just pause on that issue, which is the issue of draconian caloric restriction versus a gradual and consistent reduction in cholesterol. What say you?
Consistent reduction. Yeah, this is not a good thing. First of all, Warren, when we're eating the same amount of calories every day, and especially if it's low calories, let's use an example. Let's say you're only eating 1400 calories a day. Yeah, most people are going to lose weight doing that. Even if you're fairly sedentary, you will still likely lose weight at 1400 calories a day. What happens is at some point you're going to reach a plateau where then you have to downgrade your calories. It's a set point. Mother Nature wants you to survive. So if 1400 calories a day is all that is available to you and nature wants you to survive, she's going to downregulate your metabolism so that you stop losing weight at 1400 calories. That's when people go even lower. And this eventually, over a period of a lifetime of doing this type of low calorie dieting, a lot of people wind up with hypothyroidism or becoming more metabolically resistant to weight loss.
In other ways, not just through the, there's a lot of adaptive mechanisms to to starvation, which help to retain body fat. Because after all, you know, our ability to store fat is relatively unique among primates. Primates can't go for a really long time without eating. Humans are more adaptable and can go more with the seasons and with the available food supply. So this has actually been a key to our success as a species, that we have the ability to store fat and also draw down the fat during time of famine. But, you know, the thyroid is involved, also the insulin signaling system with the liver and the pancreas, they're very much involved in that. Uric acid is sometimes a signature of that. This is what I would say, though, is first, I think this can work for the minority of people. Okay. Yeah. People actually, different strokes for different folks. Some people are good with looking at the calorie content of foods and keeping a little diary and adhering to that. Other people can't be bothered. Like for me, that would be just abysmal, you know, to have to do that.
Yes.
So maybe 20% of people can do that and adhere to it. But I think what's easier is to say, these foods I can eat and I'm going to avoid this, this, and this, and this, and this. And, you know, and that's the basis of various diets, such as a vegan diet or a, I mean, you could lose weight on a vegan diet or a raw foods diet, or you can lose weight on a carnivore diet or a keto diet, because you're taking off the table a lot of the foods that are a trigger foods for craving, you know, like yummy, yummy, you know, high calorie density foods. And B, you know, cutting carbs is a pretty plausible strategy for losing weight.
Yeah.
On the other hand, you could cut out all the fat in your diet. That'd be kind of a miserable diet, but you'll lose some
weight.
And
here's the thing.
You'll lose
weight. That's why lower calorie dieting typically cuts fat, because fat contains more calories than carbohydrates and protein.
Yeah.
Therefore, and now the trouble for Warren in his future, if he's going to continue losing weight this method of low-calorie dieting, is that, Warren, you can lose your muscle mass.
Yeah, yeah.
And eventually even bone mass. It depends on how
you're
far you
go. You're not getting enough calories from the protein.
From protein and fats.
Yeah, yeah.
Beneficial fats.
But actually, to some extent, carbohydrates are fats are protein-sparing. Because if you don't have enough calories, like let's say in a starvation situation, and you're like really down to like 800 calories, which is what happens sometimes when people take these weight loss drugs. They don't want to eat. They will cannibalize their protein. Protein actually can be converted into glucose. This is called gluconeogenesis. You can cannibalize your protein. It's a very inefficient way to create energy in your body and a deleterious way. But in a time of stress, the body can, you know, but you've seen how a concentration camp victim looks. They're emaciated. You know, they have no muscle. They're like
that's
skin
the
and
loss
bones.
Of muscle. Exactly.
They've dwindled down all their protein stores.
Right. And now Warren, and I'm guessing he's probably in his 50s or 60s. This is not the way to lose weight for you in your age group, because there is the definite danger of becoming sarcopenic.
Yeah.
Losing your muscle. Yeah. This is how we become frail when we're older. You've seen an elderly person, one who was very sprightly and they're playing tennis, and the other one who's having trouble getting around and they're using a cane and a walker and they're just so old or feeble. Feeble is really what I'm talking about. And that's a loss of muscle mass.
And I think, by the way, weight is a very poor. Excuse me. Let me get some.
It's a poor.
Let me wet my whistle here. Weight is a poor proxy for metabolic health.
Absolutely. You can't just go by what a person weighs to determine if they're metabolically healthy. There are people who weigh more. And remember, muscle weighs more than fat.
Yeah.
So a person with a really desirable body composition may weigh more than somebody who's lost weight and, quote, are in the normal BMI.
Exactly. BMI is
a
lousy
proxy. And we don't
like
using BMI. We don't like using BMI at all.
Waist to height ratio is better, but I would like to look at, you know, metabolism, sensitive measures of metabolism, like we mentioned hemoglobin A1C, but also, you know, lipid profiles, inflammatory profiles, insulin levels, you know, things like the results of a glucose tolerance test. You know, I think that those are better ways to assess overall health. And so say somebody is, you know, like my height, 5'10", and they weigh, you know, 190. That's a little heavy for that height, but they could
but
be metabolically healthy. They could be.
Yes.
And by the way, that's the configuration of a lot of running backs in football. Mm-hmm. I mean, they could be, you know, over 200 pounds, my height. You know, they're.
But they're rippling muscle.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah. We're not talking sumo wrestlers, but that's a bad example to use either, because I think sumo wrestlers are quite strong. Anyway, Warren, so rethink this a little bit. It's not just about the calories, because at some point in future, that's going to stop working for you. Another big reason low calorie dieting has never worked for the long term is, how long do you want to go hungry? How long do you want to be hangry?
Mm-hmm.
You don't.
Yeah.
So that's why it doesn't work very well.
Well, for some very stoical individuals, there can be an adaptation. It just requires, it requires enormous discipline. But I think that those people are without the genetic predisposition to craving. I mean, there really is such a thing.
Yeah.
There's, you know,
it's, yeah. Or they're enormously disciplined and they pride themselves on, you know, whether it's restricted. Yeah. There's a lot of ways we can go there with why that happens. But yeah.
They eat to live. They don't live to eat.
That's
the minority of people, I think.
Right.
Yep.
They're the people who, as opposed to somebody who might be triggered if they see a pizza pie, mm-hmm. they're having 3, 4, maybe 5 slices, whereas somebody else may have the one and say, oh no, if I ate more than that, I'd be sick.
Yep. And that, and by the way, that's, I think, the appeal of these drugs, because it does work in the brain. Those drugs generally work in the brain.
Yeah.
And they actually attenuate the kind of cravings that make people go for more even when they're full. So, yeah,
I have something to tell you, of the patients that I've seen that are on these particular drugs that we're talking about, it's amazing how most of the consensus is, I no longer have food on my mind, is what they tell me.
Yeah.
It's not on the brain. They're not thinking about it. They're not feeling deprived. They're not anything. And the worst case I've seen of people on these particular drugs is they vomited they're nauseated
diarrhea
all the time. It's such a low grade nausea that they have a look on their face of looking like they're about to become ill, but they're not there yet. And therefore they have no interest at all in food.
This
is not a joyful way to live.
No. And that's why people will sometimes say, I lost a lot of weight, but I can't stand it anymore. I got to get off.
So right.
30% of people are on these medications after 1 year. All right. Good discussion. Good point at which to pause, because we want to acknowledge one of our sponsors and allow them to share an important message with you. So here goes. Listen up. You know how important it is to ensure that your supplements are genuine, safe, and effective. That's why I partnered with Fullscript, an online dispensing platform that only offers curated professional-grade brands I know and trust, the very same supplements that I prescribe to my patients and take myself. Never counterfeit or expired, always stored and shipped correctly. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to start your free Fullscript account. Buying through Fullscript offers fast shipping, optional refill reminders, a mobile-friendly site. It's safe, secure, and HIPAA-compliant and offers world-class support. Fullscript also gives you access to my custom targeted supplement protocols that combine the products that I recommend to address specific needs, heart health, immune support, and much more. Just go to DearHoffmanStore.com to sign up for your free Fullscript account. You'll get access to the supplements and features you need to help you achieve your wellness goals. That's DearHoffmanStore.com. DearHoffmanStore.com. Thanks for listening and thanks for supporting our sponsors. If you enjoy Intelligent Medicine, well, thank our sponsors, because they are the underwriters of this free broadcast.
Yes.
So let's tackle another question. Go ahead.
We've got a nice comment from Louise.
Yeah.
After listening to your Q&As, I commend you for taking a stand against the free speech crushers out there.
Oh, okay.
Those of us who follow you know you, you are not a quack by any means. I've been following you for years. I've used some of your suggestions to others, and they've worked wonderfully for me. The truth always prevails, and keep speaking your truth.
Yeah,
and on that note.
And that's very gratifying. I know you're going to make a little announcement on behalf of the Alliance for Natural Health, but I got to say that this is actually very encouraging to me, because I've been talking about this issue forever, but we brought up this issue like 6 months ago or a year ago, and this is actually an issue that's coming front and center. And, you know, whether you're a fan of, you know, Elon Musk, to some people he's, you know, the devil incarnate, to other people he's, you know, the savior of humanity. But there is an ongoing discussion about efforts to throttle information. And on the health front, and now I think also with the prominence that's being given to RFK, I mean, he's kind of cleverly sidled his way into the Trump campaign, because he thinks that this is an opportunity for him to have a platform. And, you know, because otherwise he just would have faded into oblivion as a minority candidate off the ballot in many states. So,
and a member of the disinformation dozen.
Exactly. that he is so held in contempt. And, you know, you don't have to agree with every proposition embraced by RFK, but I think there's a lot of synergy between his message and some of the things that we talk about here on Intelligent Medicine. We talk about the environment. We talk about, we've criticized the COVID measures.
Yes.
You know, and I don't, I'm not, irretrievably anti-vaccine, but I think it's appropriate to have questions about vaccines.
And it's appropriate to have questions about anything we as individuals have a right to question.
Yeah, when it comes to our bodies, it's personal freedom of choice. So anyway, so go ahead with the announcement.
And the Alliance for Natural Health stands as a guardian of your right to choose natural, sustainable healthcare options. Big pharma, big food, big chem, and big government protect the broken status quo, and they try to eliminate your ability to choose the healthcare options and treatment modalities that resonate with you. Dr. Hoffman became a board member of ANH 20 years ago because it mirrored his personal commitment to preserving access to natural health choices. Now, Dr. Hoffman, you serve as medical director and president. And as an independent nonpartisan organization, we rely on the support of individuals like you to amplify our voice and protect your rights. Your donation is empowering and helps us to continue our advocacy efforts, mobilize supporters, and hold regulatory bodies accountable. So for more information about the important work of the Alliance for Natural Health and to donate, just go to drhoffman.com/ANH. That's drhoffman.com/ANH.
Indeed. And, I just make the announcement that I will be matching contributions up to $5,000. Your contribution will be matched by me. So in effect, if you give $100, it'll be a $200 contribution. And,
fabulous.
I'm an active supporter of that organization.
Yeah.
So good. All right. Let us proceed with questions. What else have we got?
We've got one here from John. You've talked in articles about claims that saturated animal fats are dangerous have been debunked. Does that mean that saturated fat is good for me? Yeah. If it's natural saturated fat as opposed to factory made trans fats,
right,
which are also classified as saturated fats. Absolutely.
Yeah.
And in the setting of a healthy diet, yes.
At the very worst, they're neutral. And I think when we talk about many saturated fats, it depends on the saturated fats. If you get, as you say, like synthetic trans fats or saturated fats, that's kind of useless mouthfeel, basically, and caloric burden. But if you get the saturated fat that is in, say, a piece of grass-fed organic beef or liver, that saturated fat or pastured butter, it's in conjunction with, beneficial proteins and, also other essential fatty acids, because there actually is a fair amount of monounsaturated fat and even omega-3 fat in range-fed animals.
Absolutely.
So, eggs, for example, full of saturated fat, but then, you have to look at the context. We're not eating that just one nutrient out of the egg. We're also getting the yolk, which is rich in lutein and other critical nutrients, and the complete protein that's in the egg white, albumin, which is really a complete protein. So I think that, we tend to slice and dice and look at constituents like cholesterol and saturated fat and, even looking at, omega-6 oils. Omega-6 oils out of a bottle, industrially processed, safflower oil or something like that, or corn oil, is a far cry from eating the omega-6 in whole nuts, and seeds.
True. Yeah. Even the late Mary Enig, the scientist, the renowned expert on fats, she even said, eat the fats in the packages they come in, just like you described, Dr. Hoffman, in the nuts.
Yeah.
Leave it in the nut. Don't press it out. Leave it in the soybean. Don't press it out. leave it in the corn. Don't press it.
Yeah. And she exactly. was at, she was in my Nutrition Hall of Fame, you know, when we did, you know, Women's Month and Nutrition Month are in the same month. So I did a series of, you know, nutrition pioneers who were women. And because nutrition is, you know, kind of close to the hearth, there's a lot of, you know, not that, you know, women should be barefoot and pregnant and stay in the kitchen, but there's some really outstanding nutrition pioneers who were women in the field of nutrition. And Mary Enig is one of them. And she was, you know, I'm a member of the American Nutrition Association, and she was actually one of the founders of that organization, and just a brilliant academic, and just very much aware that fat phobia was not the way to go. And she, early on, she warned against fat phobia.
Yeah. Yeah. And it took all these years to catch on. I think it's finally catching on.
I think she's been vindicated, and, you know, she passed away, you know, several years ago, but.
Yeah. Yeah. So, John, don't be afraid to eat your good quality meat, eggs, butter, along with your vegetables and your nuts and
coconut seeds and coconut, for
and
example.
Coconut oil.
Yeah,
yes.
Coconut oil, because
these
coconut
are saturated
oil
fats.
Also has, you know, some beneficial substances in conjunction with saturated fats.
And, you know, another thing about saturated fats, they're the best fats to cook with because they're very stable under high heat cooking, as opposed to vegetable oils, because they have a lot of breaks in the molecular structure. They become very volatile under high heat cooking. They can become rancid very fast. This can cause a lot of oxidation in the body, free radicals, all of that. The saturated fats are the best to cook with, whether it's butter, ghee, coconut oil, tallow.
In my culture, we called it schmaltz.
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 Absolutely. Yeah, absolutely.
Right.
Good stuff. John, thank you for that question. All right. Oh, we've got an interesting question here, Dr. Hoffman, from Edward. My daughter-in-law has a 2-year-old girl, and after her birth, she had a transfusion due to loss of blood. Mm. Okay. A month ago, she lost her second pregnancy in her second month, and we're thinking about a blood test to see if she may have inadvertently received mRNA-affected blood in that transfusion.
And the implication is that it's from the vaccine, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That would be the implication.
Right. Well, I mean, there's a lot of reasons that she could have had a miscarriage. And there's also a lot of reasons that a transfusion could have in some way affected her. Because, you know, you can get an immune response to somebody else's blood, you know, whether or not they've had the COVID vaccination. So, I guess it's persuasive when you look at some of the postings that suggest that women who got the COVID vaccine had more miscarriages, right? But getting the vaccine and getting a transfusion, that's a little different. I guess it's plausible, but it's a bit of a reach to attribute that. And, you know, we'll never know. And, you know, I would look to other causes to address so that she could have a normal pregnancy.
Yes, absolutely.
Just put that fear or concern away and just, you know, keep on trucking in an effort to have a normal pregnancy.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And if all else fails, Donald Trump is going to be offering free IVF, so, and probably soon to follow Kamala Harris.
Oh my God. And there you have it.
And there you have it. So it's going to be all good.
Yeah. Yeah. Edward, thank you for your question. We've got one from Dina. She's talking about zinc for macular degeneration. Nowhere am I finding that Bausch & Lomb is offering an AREDS formulation.
Yeah, it's called Ocuvite. The new formulation.
It's called Ocuvite.
Yeah.
Right. All of these are very high in copper. I'm not finding anything less than 80 milligrams of zinc and no copper. But, Dina, we did look on the website, and it is there. And they have added some copper.
Okay, so What is she saying? She's saying that the zinc is too high and there's no copper.
That the zinc is too high and she's finding no copper, that she's not finding anything with less than 80 milligrams of zinc.
I guess it's called PreserVision with Arids 2 is the name of the product, I think. Yeah. And it's got, so here are the ingredients. It's vitamin C, which is, how consequential is it? A little vitamin C, 250 milligrams. Some vitamin E, which is probably not the greatest form of vitamin E. It's probably the succinate, dry E,
The alpha tocopherol.
Zinc, 40 milligrams. They cut it down. And then there's a little copper, 1 milligram of copper. And then there's lutein and zeaxanthin, which I think are the business end of it. And, also anyone with macular degeneration, if it's not in your eye formula, there are other better eye formulas. I think some of the eye formulas that are offered by some of our companies in Fullscript have better eye formulas because they have DHA in their eye formulas and other things.
Yeah.
Some of them have taurine, which actually has been associated with retinal health. I think there's evidence that things like coenzyme Q10 may be helpful.
Coenzyme Q10 is helpful for so many things, even deafness.
Yeah.
Or hearing loss, which is really, really interesting.
Presbycusis, Also, maybe even, NAD formulas, because we're talking about supporting the mitochondria in the eye.
Yeah.
And anything that supports these high energy photoreceptors in the eye can be good.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. All right, Dina, thank you for that question. All right. We've got a question here from Diana. I've been a follower of you and Dr. Hoppen for many years since his radio show on WOR. I have osteopenia. And I've been able to stop it from getting worse by lifting weights, walking 3 miles a day, doing other exercises. Fantastic.
Good.
Diana wants to know, would I benefit by taking collagen peptides, #1 collagen peptides?
Okay.
Will it strengthen my bones
and
keep me from getting a Dowager's hump?
This is a timely question because I've been looking at collagen science for a long time. And at first I was a little skeptical because, I remember my mom taking gelatin so that she had stronger nails. And because gelatin is basically proline and isoproline, which are two amino acids which support collagen formation. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's ground up cow's hooves. So it's kind of poor quality collagen. Lately, there's a lot more developments in collagen science. And I'm pleased to say, you're going to hear about it soon. I've vetted some of the makers of collagen out there. And not every company makes a good quality collagen. But finally, we found a company that meets my standards, and they're going to become a sponsor. They're called Brightcore, and you're going to be hearing about them soon. Okay, so collagen is a building block for not just bone, but also skin and hair.
Skin, hair, nail.
Right?
Yeah,
because it's basically the
stuff. Everybody's looking
connective
for collagen.
Tissue. It's a connective tissue. But it's also really good for the gut. And so collagen helps to repair the gut. And we often give collagen, often suggest that people use just a crock pot and make their own broth.
Broth, absolutely.
Which is a natural way of getting collagen. And, that's kind of caught on. And you can buy, from health food stores, you can buy packets of collagen that you can make and, put in your shake. And I put a lot of stuff in my shake. They're going to send me some samples. I'm going to start put some collagen in my shake.
Terrific.
Because it's neutral tasting and it's it's beneficial. So, skin, hair, nails, bones, joints,
absolutely.
Joints too, articular surfaces, your synovial membranes, it's all about collagen. And collagen deteriorates as you age. It just does.
It just does.
And that's why we at an older age are more injury prone.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to support collagen.
C is, Vitamin C is also helpful in that changeover from proline, hydroxyproline.
All
of that. That's helpful. And the other thing is make broths, make soup. We're going to get into the cooler weather soon. Gosh, did I really say that? Okay, yes, I did. Yep. So, you know, make soups and stews, make it from scratch. You get the beneficial collagen in the broth. When you do that, eat the skin on your chicken for crying out loud. You don't have to throw that away. You don't have to be afraid of it or anything. This is, these are ways to get collagen as well.
Here's a confession, you know, is sometimes when I don't want to cook, you know, I'm busy, I'll pick up an organic chicken in Manhattan.
Yeah.
On Second Avenue, like right in the heart of the city. And you know how much that chicken sets me back?
Oh, let me guess, $30?
Bingo!
Oh $30. Did I get it?
$30. Yeah. But it tastes completely different than standard chicken, and it's not full of pesticides, and it's a trusted source for me. Yeah, right.
Right.
Yeah, so, you know, it's fed natural feed, you know, not GMO feed. So anyway.
Exactly.
When I buy a $30 chicken, I'm damn sure going to utilize that entire
Absolutely.
Chicken.
All of it.
I take the bones, I throw them in a crock pot, and, you know, I make a broth, and that becomes a soup stock.
Absolutely.
Yep.
And it's a great, great soup stock. There's nothing like chicken
And now
soup
that the weather's a little colder, it's great. You know, it's like, look, in the middle of the summer, it's like, I'm a crock pot going in the kitchen when it's hot. It's like,
But right.
it's more of a cooler weather phenomenon.
Yeah.
You know, to get the, you know, it actually is kind of intoxicating because it almost interferes with sleep because when I have that crock pot going and all the aromas are filtering into my bedroom, it's like I wake up and I go, whoa.
Oh, yeah. Right. Oh, my gosh. I tell everybody, start your day with, have a mug of broth in place of one of your cups of coffee or tea. Start your dinner or your lunch with a bowl or a cup of broth. You get the benefit of all that. The collagen.
Yeah. You can throw some vegetables in there, you know, if you have some vegetables, like some piece of celery that looks a little limp, you know, throw it in there, you know.
Throw in some carrot, throw in some onion, season it the way you like to season it. Good quality salt. All of that. It's wonderful.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Okay.
Good stuff.
All right. Let's see here.
So, yeah, who needs, after that, who needs Balance of Nature, right?
Oh, my God. Hey, I haven't heard their ads lately. Have you?
No, they're still going strong.
Are they really? Okay, yeah. Maybe I'm not listening to what
I think I mean, and the more I hear their ads, the more the people sound like really old. And I think it's at like, I'm 80 years old and I started taking this and it's changed my life. See, the FDA cannot, or the FTC cannot crack down on a claim that it's changed my life, because it's kind of a vague claim.
What does that mean?
You say, like, I had cancer and it cured my cancer, like, we're going to give you a speeding ticket. But, you know, but it's a form of elder abuse, because, you know, gullible people hear that, and it's like a testimonial. And I don't know where they dig up these people, because, you know, taking a veggie pill and it changes your life.
I can't imagine that people aren't compensated.
I don't think so. Yeah.
What does it mean that it changes your life? You put on your left sock on before your right sock, as opposed to vice versa. What does that mean? It's changed your life. And has it changed it for the better? I mean, I have questions. I want to know.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, it's like, who doesn't want a change of life, right? It's like, you know, maybe they'll win the lottery, whatever. So we digress. All right. So great. Do we have any other announcements? We want people to continue to send us great questions to questions@dearhoffman.net.
Yes.
We also just stand by because we have coming up a sale, but they don't want us to announce it yet because it's going to be coming
up. It's in September.
It's going to be a September sale. Not a Labor Day sale because a lot of things are on sale Labor Day, but, you know, now that you're back to work, the kiddies are off to school, check your vitamin inventory because it may be time to take advantage of an upcoming sale via full script. Yep. Stand by. We'll announce it next week.
Absolutely. Yeah. And don't forget to shop hundreds of vetted supplements in Dr. Hoffman's full script dispensary, drhoffmanstore.com. Don't forget to go there and check it out.
Sign up and you'll get an announcement of the sale coming up. Take advantage of it. Sock up. All right, great. All right, so here we are back in the thick of things for a good time going forward. And we'll convene next week for another Q&A with Layla. Until then, listen to our podcast, download our articles, and subscribe to our newsletter. And follow us on social media, where you'll find a lot of urgent dispatches from the health front, including my articles and articles from Layla as well. Good stuff.
Yes. Good stuff. Thank you, everybody.
Have a great week. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, and this is the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. I want to thank you for listening to the Intelligent Medicine Podcast. Follow us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon Music, or your favorite podcast app, and get new episodes automatically downloaded every weekday. And please give us a rating and review. It truly helps new people discover Intelligent Medicine. The Intelligent Medicine Podcast is for general informational purposes only and does not constitute the practice of medicine, nursing, or other professional healthcare services, including the giving of medical advice, and no doctor-patient relationship is formed. The use of information on this podcast or materials linked from this podcast is at the user's own risk. The content of this podcast is not intended to be a substitute for professional medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. Users should not disregard or delay in obtaining medical advice for any medical condition they may have, and should seek the assistance of their healthcare professionals for any such conditions. Finally, please visit drhoffman.com and discover everything Intelligent Medicine has to offer, including frequently updated, unbiased health news and fully vetted product and supplement recommendations.
This is Layla Mudin, RD. I see patients regularly, along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.